My girl Sage, a long time me no talk, you know. How things?
Me good, you know, Madge. How things with you?
Well, me good, you know. Me good. But me need your expertise as always. Like how you always know everything about the economic program. And me here so the Ministry of Finance have a scholarships unit, right?
Yes. The scholarships and assistance unit is under the Ministry of Finance and Public Service. What happened?
Well, I knew I was right, you know. I was right. You always know everything. So the thing is, I was wondering if you know anything about how to apply for your scholarship through the Scholarship and Assistance Unit. Many of you just graduated from high school and I'm looking to pursue a degree overseas.
Oh my, Madge. I was wondering what happened to you. I'm so happy your business is doing well, you see. Since you spoke with the persons from JBDC, things have really looked up for you. Me happy. Now, about the scholarship.
Me no cut you, but I was happy for the link with JBDC, you know. And now me thing turn up. Girl, me say me thing up tempo. Me say me get good technical support, you know. So me happy. Girl, thanks again.
Madge, you know that in order for us to have a talented and productive workforce, training is important.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that in Jamaica, we have a lot of bright students.
True.
Just bright people. And all they need is an opportunity to pursue their studies. And that is where the Scholarships and Assistance Unit under the Ministry of Finance and Public Service comes in.
Mm-hmm. True. Me get it. In order for the economy to continue being prosperous, we need to have a knowledgeable and skilled workforce. And the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service can provide that help through the Scholarship and Assistance Unit.
Exactly.
You see, Sage, I know these things, you know. You know what? Let me write myself a sticky note on the computer.
Ready?
Ready.
Good. Okay, so the Scholarship and Assistance Unit provides scholarship opportunities for public servants and private citizens. Usually scholarships are available under the Cuba-Jamaica Bilateral Program,
mm-hmm.
the Organization of American States, the Association of Commonwealth Universities, New Zealand Development Awards, the Government of China, Russia, and Mexico. So if your nephew wants to study medicine or pursue a career in IT,
mm-hmm.
anything that can advance the nation, you must ask him to visit the website at www.mof.gov.jm/scholarships.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Sage. Thank you as always. Girl, let me write it down. I'll talk to you soon. Wait, that's www.mof.gov.jm/scholarships?
Yes, Madge, good. Me going on the road. Check out the website because I have scholarship opportunities right now.
Thank you, girl. Drive safely. I'm going to check out www.mof.gov.jm/scholarships.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, girl. Drive safely.
All right, later.
All right.
Yo, I can't understand certain people, you know.
How am I now doing?
Look, panda, you, they were just step out on the road from behind the bus. Suppose my vehicle did not come. Not dead, him would have dead.
But the driver them for look out for people like him on the road still, you know?
Yeah, but you have to take charge of your own safety. You can't just walk out on the road, sir.
Pedestrians, take charge of your own safety on the road. Use the 6 steps safe crossing method. Think first. Find a safe place to cross. Stop and wait until it is safe. Look right. Look left. Look right again. Then walk when it is safe. And finally, get across alive. Remember, road safety begins with you.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor scallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature scallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is reminding private security companies that effective October 1, 2017, it will become mandatory for all security guards employed to have health insurance. Companies are required to provide proof that their security guards have health insurance. To be a part of the self-contributory health insurance scheme, visit psra.gov.jm or call 967-2522.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.